Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. Good morning to you on this Monday morning after the time change. Got an extra hour of sleep, so that means the kids were up early. Of course, it threw everything off, and here I am trying to sneak in extra Halloween candy from their baskets without them noticing, by the way. It's very difficult when they're waking up early. Don't like that. Don't like that indeed. So I already got a Butterfinger and a little mini Snickers bar, and okay. I was hoping to go for thirds. Didn't work out because of that. I think what I'm going to have to do is wait till they go to school now, and then it's no holds
barred. This is nefarious.
I thought we were in like a middle class neighborhood. Man, was I wrong. There was 6 homes that gave out full size candy bars in our neighborhood. 6. And I thought, man, these guys must be doing pretty well, spending hundreds of dollars on these kids for full-size candy bars. In this economy, what? Campbell Feet did this one story. Do you see the man that was arrested after exposing himself in a school, according to court records? Let me just say this. Don't do meth, kids, because they later found the guy, and he had the needles, and he had the meth tested, and it was confirmed he was on it. It makes you do some messed up stuff. There is some drugs out there, and pretty much all these different drugs, they all say they're stronger than they used to be decades ago, and they make you do stupid things like walk into a school. And the suspect here is 35-year-old Adam Barber, charged Friday with a count of first-degree criminal sexual misconduct, first count of trespassing, in possession of a controlled substance, because they say he walked into a school with his pants down, exposed to these in this school. Not great. Drugs, man. We gotta be real that it's not good. All these different vices that we are making sound like there's no downside. Like, you know, we got weed shops all over the place. Kids are vaping, and who knows what they're putting into their lungs because of this popcorn, cotton candy flavored vape stuff that is being marketed. We have social media that is just in all these different tech companies that are pushing these images onto these kids' brains. They're there in their pockets. They're addicted to these sort of things. You know, on the adult side, you got the ability to throw away your life savings gambling on an app because you want to put a 8-team parlay together and you think you got a sure thing going, and you know, or you want to short stocks, you can do that in your pocket too, or buy a cryptocurrency that's going to go to nothing. We have all of these different things that are there to manipulate and exploit people's weaknesses in their addictions, and we're out here like cheering for it. This is fantastic. This is, of course, look at all the freedoms that you have.
Of course, there are people behind all those things. There are other people doing that to people. So
yeah,
there are human beings doing that to other human beings intentionally. They know it.
Yeah. In the drug side of it, there are other people that are, you know, selling these things, but the drugs come from somewhere and they realize they can make some money off of it. And addictions is, we're addicted to, I would say, perhaps an all-time high of addiction going on in our society. Everyone's addicted to something. Like, you know, before we used to laugh like, oh, you're addicted to McDonald's. Like, oh, and we'd laugh at these sort of things. And now it's like everyone's addicted to everything. It's there's like nothing that I don't know if there's any one person that's not addicted to something anymore.
Especially
we all have our something.
With technology, there are a lot of people addicted to their phones and apps and games on their phones. That's one of the things that drives me crazy is, you know, being in a room with someone and wanting to have a conversation and they're just on their phone the whole time. They're addicted to their phone. And that, to me, is sad.
Yep. Now, I was going to talk about this later in the show. I'll just mention it here. You know what the rich person luxury is now? Going offline. They're saying that it's a upper class rich thing to be able to disconnect, as in that's the trend. People that have the means to not have to be addicted to these things, check your emails all the time, see if people are messaging you. They ignore this, and that is looked at as a luxury. And we're going to have to talk about that later. But I know we have to get to the shortlist.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
We have so many stars in our party. There are so many stars. And let's not be afraid of them.
I just, the way that she talks and
she sounds baked. I'm sorry. She sounds baked.
She does. And draws it out. So many stars.
Oh,
remember
so
when
annoying.
Like digital editing with Adobe or Cool Edit back in the day, you had the ability to like time compress and slow things down and you'd laugh like, oh, they sound drunk. Isn't that hilarious? Oh, we can take anyone and slow it down and they sound drunk. That's Kamala Harris the whole time she's speaking. Like all the time she stretches it out.
I refuse to call members of the other team as fascists or Nazis or those are kinds of thing, because if you do, then that implies that well, the people that vote for them must be the same as two. And that's absolutely not true.
That's Fetterman, of course, on Fox News talking about, you know, he had a good sit down on Fox where he mentioned that, hey, let's just get this government back open. All right. You may have a noble goal of trying to get all of the health care restored, but this is not the way you do it. So Fetterman's making a lot of sense again. And he says he refused to call members of the other team fascists or Nazis. Good for him.
And we've got leaders now that have a united front and a message that's breaking through on healthcare with Schumer's and Jeffries that give me real confidence that the Democratic Party is on its ascendancy.
So that's Gavin Newsom on the Democratic Party. I think what the Democratic Party advocated for was like a universal basic healthcare for a long time, as in everyone should be covered no matter your status, no matter what. Let's just have the government take care of it like some of these other countries handle it. I know people that may be, you know, just even north in Canada, they say there's a lot of flaws in this. It's nice, sure. But there's a lot of flaws in it. Here in the United States, we're kind of slow and hesitant to get on board with something like that. And I think when you have an administration like Donald Trump that says this is, we're moving in the opposite direction, that's when I think the Democrats have really dug their heels in and they realize this is a moment where they have to stand strong. If that's the message Gavin Newsom is trying to say that the Democratic Party has put together, I think it's a losing message.
We've got a president who thinks it's okay to use the Justice Department, just for example, to use the Justice Department to go after his political opponents.
I think there's some irony there because that's exactly what Donald Trump says happened to him when he was running for president in 2016. And if you want to continue on, not only with impeachments, but lawsuits after lawsuits after lawsuits that continued after his presidency, I would also argue that if you want to talk about justice being weaponized, then I would say Donald Trump knows a thing or two, and he's been on the other end of that. So I think there's some irony in what Barack Obama may be bringing up there as part of his speech. So when we come back, senior legal fellow for the Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spakovsky. I always enjoy our conversation with Hans. He's a great legal mind, so there's a couple of things we want to run by him. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Ryan Recker. If you want to find me on Facebook or Twitter, just look up Ryan Recker, Ryan Recker Radio, places like that. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox this morning. Joining us now, Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation. Hans, thanks for coming on again.
Well, thanks for having me on.
I have to, I think, first mention, this is kind of unprecedented, the amount of times the Supreme Court has been used in emergency situations. It seems like they're calling on them to quickly review cases over and over and over again. And in this case, we're talking about tariffs. And what does a president have when it comes to legal authority in tariffs? So how do you think that's going to play out here?
Boy, I tell you, I don't know, because the Supreme Court, what we're talking about is on Wednesday of this week, they're going to hear arguments in multiple cases, all involving tariffs. One, a decision coming out of a federal district court, another coming out of this very special federal court called the Court of International Claims. I don't know. One of the big statutes, this emergency statute that the president used, Supreme Court has never, ever had a case involving that particular statute. They're also going to be looking at, you know, the president, besides this federal statute, he's also citing his constitutional powers as the commander in chief. And he's the essence of the president's claim is that we face dire emergency circumstances because the trade deficit is so large, it is harming the economy of the United States. And he's saying the only way to solve that trade deficit is to get rid of the trade barriers that other countries put on our goods. And the key to that are tariffs. So this is one of those cases where I could toss a coin up and it's a 50-50 chance. I don't know which way it's going to go.
That is fascinating. So in emergency cases like this, they hear the arguments. When would you expect a decision? Do you think they would try to expedite that as well?
Yeah, I think they do, because I think they understand how much is riding on what their ultimate decision is. So, yeah, normally you'd never know when a decision's going to come out. All you know is that the decision will come out before June 30th of next year, which is the last day of the Supreme Court's term. But I suspect we're going to get a much faster answer on this one.
No, that's amazing to me. It's so far, I guess, if you were to give an overall effect tariffs have had since the start of this term for President Donald Trump, would you say they've been effective? Would you say they've been, you know, non-effective? How would you say they've been working out so far?
Well, like in the immigration area, they've been extremely effective. I mean, in the 10 months of this year, I think they deported several hundred thousand illegal aliens. I mean, that is a big task. And we've just seen two reports come out from not the government, from nonprofit organizations looking at census and other data, estimating that upwards of 1.5 to 1.6 million illegal aliens have self-deported. So it's pretty clear that the publicity surrounding the immigration raids and everything else have also caused huge numbers to self-deport. That's pretty successful. And remember, enforcement immigration laws, that was one of the two top things that helped get the president elected.
But what you find, too, and we saw this during the 60 Minutes interview, when asking questions to President Trump, they're using the B-roll to show, like, oh, here's a lady getting arrested, and it's forceful. So they ask the president questions about that, and he says, we probably haven't gone far enough. So that's the clip everyone's playing this morning. We haven't gone far enough, while they're playing B-roll of people getting arrested, and sometimes in forceful ways. Not great optics. But do you think the president's right? We haven't gone far enough when it comes to enforcing immigration law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
No, I think he is correct. And I think actually, if you look at the huge number of criminal illegal aliens who've been removed, if 60 Minutes would go into poor urban neighborhoods where some of those raids have occurred and ICE has come in and taken criminals out, oh, I think you would find that the neighbors of those folks there would be saying, Thank you, federal authorities, for coming in and removing those people from our neighborhoods. But the CBS News, they're not going to go there.
Mm-hmm. What about going in and looking at the government shutdown? Because this week, a lot of people are speculating now that Donald Trump... Now, think about everything that Donald Trump has been involved in the last couple of weeks. We had him broker an agreement to bring peace to the Middle East and hostages back home. They're still recovering some of these bodies. It's amazing to think he came up with a different deal with China during that time. He's worked all these other different deals. And now he's back in the United States and they're saying, okay, now they can talk about bringing the government back online, because since he wasn't around, that's the reason why this has lingered for so long. I got a feeling that's not the reason it's lingered for so long. I think that Democrats have taken advantage. I think that they may have used this as an opportunity to try to say, okay, he's asleep at the wheel, when really he's brokering some amazing things. Do you think this could be the week the government goes back online?
I know. I think it's going to last even longer. And I'll tell you why. I think the leaders of the Democratic Party in Congress, particularly Chuck Schumer, have lost track of reality. I mean, look, think about this. This didn't get a lot of news. Last week, the biggest union representing public employees, in other words, mm-hmm. all the federal employees, They're the backbone of money for the Democratic Party. They came out last week and told Democrats to stop their opposition to the clean continuing resolution and to vote it in. And yet Schumer and them haven't done it. The fact mm-hmm. that they are not even listening to their biggest supporters tells me that they've just lost sight of rationality.
So what is this about then? So I know a lot of people talk about the healthcare side of it. Is it the Obamacare subsidy is coming back, or is it more or less you have the big, beautiful bill, and part of it was making sure the work requirements are in place when it comes to medical and care for Medicare, Medicaid. Also, the legal status needs to be known if you're trying to apply for these different programs. Is it truly about that right now?
Yes, it's about the fact that they want medical and government benefits for illegal aliens who they see as their future political support. And it's about subsidies for Obamacare, which they, Democrats, voted to have end in December of this year. And now they're going back on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know that a lot of people signing up in the marketplace, they're kind of getting the sticker shock right now. So let's say between now and the end of the year, do you think things are going to change again? Meaning, do you think rates will have to be readjusted based on what Congress may be negotiating? Or do you think that next year it's really going to be tough for a lot of people?
Well, it may be tough for a lot of people, but maybe then what they would finally do is dismantle Obamacare and allow all of the kinds of policies, health policies that used to be in the marketplace to come back. It was a lot cheaper for people all over the country before Obamacare, which restricted the market and raised premium prices all over the country. It's Obamacare is the problem.
Yeah. No, that has been that's going to be tough. I look at what the Trump administration has done. They want to really encourage gig workers, no tax on tips, things like that. People that are trying to make a little bit of extra money. This is going to hurt them. It seems almost counterintuitive because you're going to take a step back, but two steps forward, but maybe a couple steps back at the same time if you don't adjust the Obamacare side of it.
You know, that's right. And in fact, there's been some great studies that come out and said the people who've been benefiting from Obamacare subsidies have not been the working poor, but have been very well off individuals.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spaskowski, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
Hans is awesome. So good. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Nicole Murray from This Morning with Gordon Deal is going to join us in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere on 97.1 FM Talk. And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. I saw this one. Oh, by the way, you go to the New York Post and some of these other national sites, and the ex-TV anchor stabs elderly mother to death on a Halloween quote to save, and that's like all you see for the headline. It is the number two trending story in the New York Post, the one that's the former Fox 2 anchor, which you can't find on their website right now. Another story that I went to the New York Post for, and I saw this video a couple of different places. Ex-CIA Director John Brennan explodes as he's confronted about Hunter Biden's laptop. And I watched the video of this, and John Brennan is like poking some dude in the chest with his finger, like talking to him, poking, getting really aggressive in this person's face. And I thought, what restraint that guy allows John Brennan to poke him. One, looking between the two of them, I would say John Brennan would not win that fight. So you shouldn't be going around poking anyone. We may have to talk about that too, but his role in that Hunter Biden laptop case is undeniable. I mean, it's not looking good for anyone that signed that document. All right, let's check in with Nicole. Nicole Murray from This Morning with Gordon Deal. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad after a time change weekend. It feels like we didn't get that extra hour of sleep. Normally, I look forward to this time change where you get the extra hour, but it doesn't feel like it this time around.
Oh, no, it felt like it on my end. I used that full hour to my full
full extent. So I appreciated it.
Oh, well, the government shut down. There's a lot going on when it comes to the economy, when it comes to the stock market. What are you following?
All right. So let's just dive into it. Futures are currently mixed. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 40, the NASDAQ up 143, the S&P 500 up 17. Over two dozen janitors and labor allies gathered on the sidewalk in front of Anheuser-Busch's brewery over the weekend to demand fair wages, better health insurance, and job security. The janitors, who clean the brewery, work for Clean Tech, a subsidiary of Hess Facilities Management, one of the two largest cleaning contractors in the St. Louis area. Ryanair reported forecasts beating 6-month post-tax profit and nudged up its passenger traffic forecast after earlier than expected Boeing deliveries and strong first half demand. The Irish airline said it cautiously expects to recover all of last year's 7% average fare decline in its financial year to March 31st, and that should lead to reasonable full-year net profit growth. The FDA said Teva Pharmaceuticals and Amerisource Health Services have recalled more than 580,000 bottles of blood pressure medication Prozacine over concerns that it may include a cancer-causing chemical. Baidu's Apollo Go robo-taxi unit said fully driverless weekly rides as of October 31st has now surpassed 250,000 orders. Alphabet's Waymo reported the same number of paid weekly robo-taxi rides in the U.S. back in April. Movie ticket sales this weekend came to a nearly screeching halt due to Halloween and the World Series. Comscore data says weekend revenues amounted to just $49 million, marking the worst weekend of the entire year. And finally, as daylight savings time ends, giving us an extra hour of sleep, experts say our pups might be negatively affected. This is because dogs are extremely reliant on routine, and a sudden shift can throw off their internal rhythm.
Hmm. Well, I feel like a dog then, because you can say those same things about me.
See, my coworkers make fun of me for being so heavily affected whenever we change by just an hour. They're like, well, it's just an hour. It's just 60 minutes. I'm like, right, a whole 60 minutes that is not accounted for anymore.
Seriously. You know how great it feels to get an extra hour of sleep at night? Or let's say you get to bed an hour early and you're like, oh, this feels so great. Why don't I do this all the time? It's awesome feeling.
Yeah, so I understand their struggle. You know, waiting at that food bowl an hour earlier, it makes sense.
I do also wake up at a food bowl every morning, the food trough. Dogs are resilient, too. I think that once you get them back on routine, that's fine. But I tell you, the routine life is where it's at. Dogs know what's going on. If you can get into a routine, your life is so much easier than having to live scrambling around, trying to remember different times all the time. No, that is garbage to me. Get me on a routine. Life is better that way.
I actually don't have my dog on like a to the T timing routine. Like I don't feed her at 7 a.m. every morning and 5 p.m. every evening. It's kind of just whenever we get around to it, believe it or not.
Do you give your dog table scraps too?
Well, yeah, but like whatever.
Yeah. Do you sneak any under the table? Like here's a little something for you off your plate.
I don't sneak it at this point, but you get what I'm saying.
It's an open secret, if anything.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Nicole Murray, thank you so much. Good to hear from you this morning.
Yes, thank you so much.
What was the story, Ethan, you're telling me, like right before we went on the air, what was the dog story that was airing? Do you remember that one, Scott, too? It was at the very start of the show, and an hour and 40 minutes ago seems like a day ago to me. I have no concept of time.
I can't think of anything. What were we talking
about?
It
was like a dog school or something like that.
Oh, that was a commercial or something that you were talking about.
Oh, it was a commercial.
Jeez.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I was like, what story did we talk about?
Was it a PSA, University of Dog something?
Yeah, it was some dog training school thingy for...
Good Lord.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
It was a commercial. I wasn't willing to pay attention.
I was hoping to look up that university because if you're looking for a fake credentials for LinkedIn, that is the university you'd put on it. Canine University, Monsters, Inc. You know, the Monster University, stuff like that is in the same vein. You know, going back to the John Brennan thing, and Scott, I don't know if you saw that video, John Brennan, he did not like being confronted about the Hunter Biden laptop, but you ever been in a reporting situation where it gets super heated and let's say a politician or someone that you're trying to talk to puts their hands on you? Has that ever happened?
Oh, I can't recall that happening, no. But well, yeah, that would not be good.
The video of John Brennan poking this person, I'm thinking, oh boy, it would be hard to stay level-headed in a moment like that because even though they're a high-ranking official, how do you not acknowledge them touching you? Like, I would not like that one bit. And to me, I would almost, I would flip out. Very disrespectful. Yeah. Well, even if you are John Brennan, I'm guessing there's some sort of security or whatever around that person. So it's not like you can retaliate without yourself getting thrown to the ground. So the consequences of doing something are not smart. But how do you not acknowledge it? The guy's just standing there taking it from John Brennan. Are you just in shock, I guess? But I'm surprised things like this don't happen more often, honestly. Remember when Buzz Aldrin punched a dude for saying that he didn't land on the moon or the moon landing was fake?
Yeah.
That was the best. Buzz Aldrin punching some dude. That was actually pretty fun. I would say if you have stepped on the moon, you're allowed to do things like that, because I don't think there's any repercussion whatsoever for Buzz Aldrin for punching the guy. Think about all the immunities you would have in life if you were just to step on the moon once.
That's awesome. There's so many wackadoodles out there, though. Like, I mean, that person that he punched was a conspiracy theorist who approached him outside a hotel.
He was getting in his face. Don't walk up
to someone like that and make some sort of accusation about their life's work. They were on the moon, and then you're coming up to them and saying, you know, it didn't happen, it was fake or whatever. I mean, I suppose he must have pushed more buttons than that, because that wouldn't really require a punch in the face response.
Oh, I've seen the video. So the guy was getting in his face. Buzz kept trying to walk away. The guy kept getting in his path.
Right.
Yeah, he was trying to like separate himself from it, and the guy would not give it up until the point where Buzz is like, all right, I guess there's one way out of this, punching my way out of this.
Right. I understand that. I understand that, though, that sentiment, that feeling. I have only punched one person in my entire life, but they deserved every inch of my punch. They were harassing me, and I kept telling them to stop doing it. I didn't punch them in the face. It just, like, jabbed him in the stomach. It wasn't a big deal. But still, I remember the feeling that I had right before it happened, where I was like, you pushed me too far. I've told you over and over, stop, and you don't do it? Yep. Maybe punch is the only thing I have left.
Consequences don't exist in a moment like that, the way your brain works. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, you're in self-defense mode. You turn at some point to self-defense mode. I don't think I've really been in fights, but we used to, like, you know, wrestle. I think it's just something guys do. Like, you get into a play fight, and sometimes it gets too far, and you're not trying to hurt the other person. You're just trying to, like, you are, but you're not. You're not trying to, like, actually hurt them, but you are trying to win the fight. You know what I mean? That happens a lot when you're younger. But as an adult, I don't think I've ever, I don't think I've ever fought or punched someone that I can remember where it was, like, with the intent to start something. But you got to be prepared just in case in today's world to throw a punch every once in a while. I am a fan of In Other News. It's a segment where we look at some of the lighter things. Too bad Buzz Aldrin hasn't punched anyone lately. That would be a perfect type of topic for Another News, which we're going to cover right after the break on 97.1 FM Talk.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Ryan, I don't know if you saw this about the monkeys in Mississippi. Did you see
that
story?
Okay. I did.
Okay, so a truck carrying the monkeys overturned last week on Interstate 59 north of Heidelberg, Mississippi. There were 21 monkeys in this vehicle. 13 were found at the scene of the accident. 5 were killed in the hunt for them, but 3 escaped. So there were 3 escaped monkeys.
That we know of.
That's confirmed. There were 3. Now there are only 2.
I'm a conspiracy theorist. I think there could have been more. They're not reporting.
Okay, well, all right, whatever. But a mother has killed one of them. Mm-hmm. She was alerted early Sunday by her teenage son, who thought he had seen a monkey running through the yard. Very unusual thing to see in Mississippi. Yeah. She got out of bed, grabbed her gun and her cell phone, stepped outside, saw the monkey about 60 feet away, and gunned him down.
Wow.
Wow. Great shot.
Yeah. So, she's getting a little flack from some corners about this for shooting a monkey when she could have just called authorities. But they were hunting the monkeys anyway, and they would have probably killed the monkey because, you know, they carry diseases and they're dangerous.
Those things had diseases, though.
Right. That's
the one. Every disease.
Yeah. Right. So anyway,
there's
only 2 out there now. So I don't know if they'd come all the way up to St. Louis, but
think of a disease and that monkey was infected with it. Like they were I don't know if it was experimental, but maybe I'm just too conspiratorial. I just thought, okay, they're underplaying the amount of loose monkeys to not cause some sort of panic.
Mass panic.
More so, yeah.
Well, how many monkeys can you fit in a truck? That's a good question.
I know, I was going to say, how many?
Well, there's a lot of talk about this Atlas comet that has been making its way closer and closer to Earth as it approached the sun. It's going to zip around. And scientists were very concerned about if on the way back, rotating around the backside of the sun and back to the Earth, would it possibly strike Earth? Well, Elon Musk has commented on this, talking about how unusual some of the flight patterns of this thing is, and as we start to analyze its spectrum, how weird this thing looks. But Elon Musk's takeaway all of this is, it's not going to matter if it hits Earth because it's going to obliterate life anyway. So don't care if it's alien or not. Let's just hope it doesn't get close to us, which is, I think, the most rational way to look at it. This thing would take out, pretty much mass extinction level strike. And the sad thing is, as much as the calculations we have, when things start to shift around a little bit and it makes it unstable, we don't know what its trajectory is going to be like until it comes out from the other side of the sun. And we won't know for sure how close this thing is going to get to Earth until we see it again. Tell me how scary that is.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
I've heard they like one of those things goes around us like every other year or so. Like there's so many that happen that we don't even know about
that big.
But yeah, maybe not that big, but it would still mess up life on Earth if it hit us.
We'd be it's so kinda messed
freaky.
Up.
It must be nice to be privileged. You know, former Prince Andrew, you know, has been the British people are very angry about this. They're very angry at him. Well, you know, he's moved now to a new estate in the most rural county in England so that he is out of the public's eye. Andrew lost his perks of title and status, and now he is confined to Sandringham Estate and further hidden from view. But just think about the idea that this is his punishment. He gets to go live in a rural estate in one of the least populated counties in England. That sounds amazing to me. I would love to do that. But that's his fate now.
Punishment.
Yeah, his punishment. It's so ridiculous.
Such a punishment.
King Charles is paying for all of it, by the way.
Yeah. It'd be like my parents, when I'm younger, saying, okay, as a punishment, we're going to force you to spend the rest of the day at this all-you-can-eat buffet. Okay, sounds like a terrible punishment, but I guess I'll go gorge myself. That's him gorging the rest of his life in this beautiful location. You know, YouTube TV dropping Disney, so that's ESPN and ABC networks, things like that, if they're still trying to reach a deal. I get a call from my dad who picked up YouTube TV because his cable company said, oh, we're just going to switch over to YouTube TV. That's no big deal. So he's like, why can't I watch ABC or ESPN? I'm like, well, it's in one of these stupid negotiation things. He doesn't understand the streaming world and how often this happens. This is so frustrating for so many different customers because this happens. It seems like every 6 months there's some
sort of
dispute.
So irritating.
Yeah.
So irritating that
especially
they do this.
Especially with sports. Oh, they do it all the time with the sports contracts where you pay specifically to watch the Cardinals. Oh, can't watch it now. Contract dispute. This junk happens all the time.
I mean, the good news is that you, in these days, you have alternatives. You can actually get the ESPN app or the ESPN Plus or whatever to solve this problem. But if you have YouTube TV, and again, pointing out, like my dad has it as well, you know, now I have it too. We don't have ESPN or ABC. In fact, all of the content, I looked for it yesterday, all of it's gone.
Yeah.
Like if you have a library, you know, you record stuff, it's all erased.
Oh, even the stuff you had recorded?
Yes. It's all gone.
What a racket. And, you know, my dad's 77. Like, I'm going to try to explain this to him in a way where he understands it.
Right.
Where things have just always worked. There's a cord that comes from the wall and gets everything you need.
I miss those days.
All right. It's the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Ricker filling in on 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.